Constable Mitch Gannett of the Peace Regional RCMP joins us on the line. Sir, thank you very much for joining us. Let's talk intersection safety here, Constable. First of all, just get your comments, please, on how smart we need to be, especially with winter here and the roads could be slick.
Well, Keith, you brought up icy roads, and that's kind of something we like to focus on ourselves. Pretty much just giving yourself a little bit of extra time to stop, especially at a lights intersection and stop signs, right? The roads being icy, give yourself a little bit more time to stop coming down to the line there.
That's a good point you bring up here, Constable, is the fact that there are a lot of intersections in the Peace region that have yield signs, and I'm noticing a lot of, I guess the term is rolling stops, and it's causing potential dangerous situations here. How diligent do we need to be that there's quite a few similarities between yields and stop signs?
Yeah, we see it here all the time as well on our end. People do, especially in the wintertime, treat a lot of the yield signs in town as stop signs. Mostly probably because of the icy conditions on the road. So once again, just giving you some extra time to slow down, approaching the yield sign, and understanding that you are still supposed to yield to oncoming traffic as well. So,
especially with blind corners, how important is it to be, make yourself aware that safety is the priority, especially when you are approaching blind corners?
Yeah, with the blind corners, the same rules apply, right? At the end of the day, if you don't know what's coming around the corner, it's best to even come to a very slow roll, check your corner when you're able to clear it properly, right? We do like to talk about clearing the intersection before entering it as well if you're stopped at a red light. Just give yourself an extra second or two, take a left look and a right look just before entering that green, just so you don't enter and, somebody does the same thing, right? Rolls through the intersection and may cause a collision. So,
with everybody seeming to be busy these days, the fact that sometimes that time is of the utmost importance at this particular point, you mentioned earlier in the conversation taking extra time. How much do we need to do that? Just take extra time to get to our destination?
Well, I usually take it on a day-to-day basis, right? Our plows are out. They're pretty good. They're out when we get a new snowfall. But just recognizing the conditions of the road yourself, right? A lot of people are experienced drivers, and even some not as experienced. But just take that extra couple minutes at most, slowing down maybe 10, 15 kilometers at times will only impact you a couple minutes in the long run. So,
Constable Mitch Gannett is with the Peace Regional RCMP. And, sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.